Our final report this week comes from Pike Lake, and Bella and Cassidy are our reporters.
Good morning. My name is Bella.
And my name is Cassidy.
And this is our report for the week of December 6, 2020, from Pike Lake Elementary School area.
I observed deer tracks melted into my driveway. I also observed the snow person I built a few weeks ago is melting. She's only a dirty lump of snow.
Camden noticed a blue jay on the tip of the tree. He also noticed a black and white cat outside his window.
Blake reported on Tuesday a high of 38 degrees with a low of 30 degrees. The snow depth was about 7 inches at its highest point and 0 inches at its lowest point in his yard. It has also been sunny. A weird thing is he was out looking for buckthorn and he found something that looked like buckthorn, but his neighbor told him it was a leaf bud and there were a lot of them.
Lindsay observed that in the beginning of the week, there was a possibility of snow, but we didn't end up getting any. It is not the best time of year because there is not enough snow to go sledding, but her driveway is icy, so they can't ride their bikes. If we get 1 to 3 feet, it would be much more fun to play in the snow.
Britta observed that Pike Lake froze over very smooth, but from the shore out about 50 feet, it is very bumpy and uneven. It's hard to skate across, but once you get past it, it's like glass. She is pretty sure this is caused by waves forming when the lake is freezing.
Hattie was observing some blue wood and learned that fungus can do this.
Crosby says that more and more deer are relying on his dad for food because when he puts their bird seed out, all the deer come.
On Wednesday, December 9th, Olivia observed that the snow will crumble in your hand if you pick it up.
Gavin observes that his lake is thick enough to walk on, and on the lake, he saw tons of different animal tracks. He also reports seeing a bubble in the ice.
Miss Allen reports having a pilly-headed woodpecker coming to her bird feeder.
In phonology class this week, we were writing tonka poems. A tonka poem is similar to a haiku, but has a syllable pattern of 5-7-5-7-7. Here are a couple of them.
Blake wrote, snowy white blankets covering hilltops to ground, some rivers flowing, some with ice curling over, but still beautiful inside.
Britta observed and wrote, the lake is frozen. Tie up your skates and have fun. Your cheeks are rosy. Come inside for hot cocoa and go back out tomorrow. Finally, Maisie's poetic observation was, on a winter day, the bare trees have a secret. One warm day in spring, they will burst and bloom with leaves, but for now, they will wait and wait.
This includes our report from the Outer Reach Researchers of Proctor School District.
Be aware.
Things are happening out there.
Well done, ladies. That was a super report, and I liked all of it. It was just a really, really nice piece of work. Thank you so much for your observations. I agree, the areas around the edges of the lakes are kind of rough, but boy, when you get out on the center parts where it froze later, it is just ideal ice.